A morning at today's daf in Erev in Yud Beis. We are in the Mishnah Yud Alf Amud Beis. We are going to go to the basics of a Mavui. Now we're going to go to the basics of a Mavui. So this is going to be the second Mishnah here in the Masechta. First Mishnah obviously started in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The first Mishnah talked about the adjustment of the Mavui if the Mavui is a little bit too high. And now we're going to be talking about the requirement of a Lechi or a Korev within the Mavui. And so as we already pointed out in the beginning of the Masechta seems to have started off a little bit backwards because instead of first giving us the basic information that I need either a lechi or a korev, the first Mishnah opened up with what happens when it's too high. So already Tosfos, first Tosfos on the in the Masechta pointed that out the Mishnah seems to be working with a detail without first giving us the most basic information. Okay, and Tosfos responds to that in the first Tosfos in Masechta. Meanwhile, here we are, the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, which is going to give us the basic information, and that is that I have a mavui. And in order to be able to carry in the Mavui, so it needs an adjustment. So before we start with the Mishnah, so it's a good point in time now to just go over some of the most basic information that, again, we already spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta, but now a week and a half in, it's worthwhile. And that is that a Mavui is a Rishus Yachid. So although that statement that I just made is somewhat controversial, it's a debatable point, but as you'll see in the course of today's Gemara, it seems to be the most straightforward way to say it. And that is, it's got three walls surrounding it. And what it basically serves as is almost like a cul-de-sac. It's like an alleyway and allows people to get from their houses into the Rishus HaRabim. The general trajectory is that a person's going to be leaving his house. He's going to be going into a courtyard. Courtyard generally back then was a shared common property. And then from the Chatzah they would go into the Mavui, and from the Mavui they would go into the Rishus HaRabim. Their house obviously is a Rishus HaYachid. Their Chatzah is also Rishus HaYachid because that was also an enclosed area. And the Mavui also is Rishus Yachid because it too is an enclosed area. And then when you finally get onto the street, so now for the first time, you are not in a Rishus Yachid. To be able to carry in your house on Shabbos, that is Mutter. To carry in the Chatzar also is going to be Mutter. How about carrying in the Mavui? So technically, it should be Mutter. However, the Chachamim were concerned. Because going from the Mavui to the Rishus HaRabim is really hard to demarcate exactly where the Mavui comes to an end and where the Rishus HaRabim begins, because that fourth opening of the Mavui is totally open into the Rishus HaRabim, so it's hard to make that line in terms of where one ends and the other begins. As a result of that, the Chachamim said, fine, so you want to carry within the Mavui, so what you need is that you're going to need a marker. And what that's going to be is either one of two things. It's either going to be a Lechi or it's going to be a Korah. Now, at this point in time, we know already, but let's just go over. So a Lechi is just simply going to be a vertical pole that goes on the side of the entrance. And the korah is going to be a horizontal beam that goes across the top of the entrance. Either one of these are going to be serving as a valid way of demarcating where the Mavui has come to an end and where the Rishus HaRabim begins. And if both of those now, either one of those, let's say it a little bit clearer, either one of those is going to be a good adjustment in terms of allowing to carry within the Mavui. Now, to go from a Mavui to a Chatzar, that represents an entirely different discussion in terms of making an Eruv, but that in this particular case, the wording is not Eruv, but rather it's going to be Shituf, but we're going to be discussing that at a later point in time. That is not for now. Our discussion here in the first parak is just simply limited to carrying within the Mavui itself, and what kind of adjustment is necessary to carry within the Mavui, either a Lechi or a Korah. Everything I said up until now, this entire introduction, is all the halacha, it's all based on the shita of Beis Hillel. As we're going to see in our Mishnah, this is subject to a machlokas, meaning a debate occurs between early Tanaim in terms of how exactly the adjustment is needed to be made. And so with that stated, let's begin our Mishnah. Hechsher Mavui, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, starting with the Mishnah. Hechsher Mavui, Beis Shammai Omrim Lechi V'Korah. So when it comes to what is required to adjust the Mavui, according to Beis Shammai, it's going to be a Lechi and a Korah. Beis Hillel Omrim, O Lechi O Korah. And according to Beis Hillel, it's either going to be a Lechi or a Korah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayim. Rabbi Eliezer says you need two Lechayayim. It is unclear at this point in time, is Rabbi Eliezer adopting principally the Shita of Beis Shammai, and that is that you require Lechi and a Korah. But when we say Lechi, it requires two Lechayayim. That's one possibility of how to understand Rabbi Eliezer. Or the other one is that he doesn't require a Lechi and a Korah. He requires a Lechi by itself, but it requires two Lechis, meaning you need to be flanked by a Lechi on both sides. That is going to be clarified when we get to the Gemara. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Amar Talmud Echad. Now, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, a particular Talmud said. We will identify the Talmud later, and by later I mean in tomorrow's daf. So, a particular Talmud quoted Rabbi Yishmael says, Lifnei Rabbi Kiva, in front of Rabbi Kiva, Lo Nechel Gubei Shammai Beisal Amavu Shu Pachos Me Arbam Amos Shu Nitar Obelechil Bekara. If my Mavui entrance is smaller than 4 Amos, so then you don't need Lechi and a Korah. Aman Nechliku Al Rachav Me Arba Amos Ve'ad Eser. So when the entrance of the Mavui is anywhere within the range of 4 Amos to 10 Amos, Shebeishamei Omrim Lechi the Korah. There, Beishamei says that I need the double adjustment of a Lechi and a Korah. O Beisila Omrim O Lechi O Korah. And it's there that Beisila says that no, even at that point in the time, you either need a Lechi or a Korah. So this is what a student said in front of Rabbi Akiva, vis-a-vis the machlokas between Beishamei and Beisila. So it is a limited machlokas, albeit not that limited, but it's a limited machlokas in that the only time they're debating is where you're in the range of 4 amos to 10 amos. Obviously, after 10 amos, so then it no longer is a mavui that can be corrected because that no longer is a pesach, that's now a pirsa. Okay, good, that we discussed already in the beginning of the mesachta. But anywhere in the range of 4 to 10 amos of entranceway of the mavui, that's the debate between Bishamah and Beisila. Anything less than 4 amos, according to this particular Talmud, who said in front of Rabbi Akiva, anything less than 4 amos, so then there's no machlok between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, but rather either or, either a lechi or a korah. So Am Rabbi Kiva alzeve alzeh nechluku, and Rabbi Kiva says no. Yeah, you got that wrong. Rabbi Kiva, as Masora informs him that regardless of what the width of the Pesach is, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are just simply arguing. According to Beit Shammai, I need a double adjustment. I need a lechi and a korah. And according to Beit Hillel, I only need a single adjustment, either a lechi or a korah. Adkanda takes us through the Mishnah command loke chananya veloke tanakama. At first the Gemara says, you know, our Mishnah is holding like nobody. It's not holding like chananya, it's not holding like the tanakama. What's going on over here in the Gemara? So right now, at this point in time, the Gemara thinks that when the Mishnah is describing a mavui, it's describing a mavui mefulash. A mavui mefulash, which is open on both ends. One end opens up into Rosh Hashanah, the other end also opens up into Rosh Hashanah. We discussed this earlier in the Masechta. And right now the Gemara thinks that we are holding like, that we are describing a Mavui Mefulash. Now, what is the proper way to adjust a Mavui Mefulash? So we learned one of two opinions earlier in the Masechta. It's a machlokas between the Tanakama and Chananya. Actually, Chananya is really quoting a machlokas between Shammai and Bisola on this matter. But regardless, we have over here a machlokas between these two, according to one, you need Suras HaPesach. According to the other, you need Mamish a Kosel. You need a wall. And you remember earlier in the Masech, we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like the Tanakama? Do we paskin like Chananya? Anyway, in the assumption that our Mishnah is talking about a Mavui Mefulash, so now I'm all confused, says the Gemara. Meaning our Mishnah is talking about Lechi and a Korah, Lechi or a Korah. What's going on over here? If it's a Mavui Mefulash, you need a lot more than that. You need at minimum a Tzuras HaPesach, and at maximum you need an actual Delos, you need a door. And so the answer is going to be very, very straightforward, and I'm sure everyone here over here is guessing the answer. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda hachi kamar, hechsha mavui sasum keitzad. Beit Shammai omrim lechi v'korah, u'beit Hillel omrim o lechi v'korah. So the Gemara's answer is very simple. The assumption is all wrong, meaning we're not talking about a mavui mefulash, but rather we're talking about a mavui sasum. So and as a result of that, so that's why our discussion over here is only limited to Lechi or Korah. Interesting, Havamin, the Gemara just had that we're talking about a Mavui Mefulash. The answer is so simple. We're not talking about a Mavui Mefulash, we're talking about a Mavui Sasum. What was the Havamin of the Gemara over here? So perhaps what is going on over here is basically what's the default setting of a Mavui? Meaning, we know there are two types of Mavui. There's a Mavui Sasum and there's a Mavui Mefulash. When dealing with the generic mavui, so what exactly is the default setting? It could very well be that that's really the not the debate, but the havamin of the Gemara over here. Anyway, we continue. Beit Shammai omrim lechi v'korah. So according to Beit Shammai, I need both. In order to adjust our mavui sasum, so it's closed in on three sides, the four sides open up into Rosh Hashanah. So what do I need as the adjustment? Both the lechi and the korah. L'memer dekasari Beit Shammai arba mechitzas daraisa. So now, according to Beit Shammai, what's going on over here? He's trying to create a fourth wall, meaning the Lech and the Korah is basically there now to present a real enclosure. A real enclosure seems to indicate that up until this point in time, we don't have a real enclosure. And that's why he needs both the lechi and the korah. And the Gemara now is wondering, so that means to say that according to Beit Shammai, you are not going to have a Rishus Yachid until you get that fourth wall? So the Gemara is asking that question is almost like it can't be. Meaning, it's hard to imagine that anyone is going to entertain that if you have an enclosure with three walls, that's not a Rishus Yachid min HaTorah. So the Gemara basically says that the truth of the matter is that, well, you're right. Lo, Lizrok Mishalosh, Hu Demechayev. As far as defining a Rishus Yachid, three walls is enough to define a Rishus Yachid. In fact, if you were standing in a Rishus Rabin and you threw into this enclosure of three walls, so you're going to be Chayiv. You just transferred from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachid. And Litatel Adi Ika Arba. It just happens to be that Beit Shammai says that good. In terms of giving it the status of Rishus Yachid, three walls is sufficient. In order to carry within the area, so the Chachamim were simply more Chamor. And they required a fourth wall. I'm putting that word wall in quotes, meaning it's not a bona fide wall. It's going to be, but it is going to be something of halachic validity, meaning it's going to be lechi vikora. It's going to be the crossbeams, it's going to be the top, otherwise known as the Siras HaPesach. So that means to say that according to Beit Shammai, the Chachamim were just simply had a higher threshold, had a higher requirement in order to be able to carry in the area. You can't carry until it's got four walls around it. Beis Hillel Omrim Olechi Al Kora. Now, according to Beis Hillel, Olechi Al Kora is sufficient. I don't need both. Lema Kasavri Beis Hillel Shosh Mechitzas Daraisa. So the Gemara says, so now, I think we can conclude that according to Beis Hillel, so three Mechitzas by itself is a Din Daraisa, meaning to say, what is the definition of Rishus Yachid? Something which is circumscribed by three walls. It seems to be pretty clear. Meaning, according to Beis Hillel, what's his adjustment? It's something minor. Either Olechi or Al Kora, either by itself, is not creating a fourth wall. And so therefore, what seems to be is that according to Beis Hillel, three walls is considered Rishus Yachid. I mean, the Torah, the Gemara says, you don't have to conclude that way. Meaning, that may be right, but you don't have to conclude that way. Lo, Lizrok Mishtayim, Hu Demechayev. Maybe what creates Rishus Yachid is two walls. Now, this is an interesting idea the Gemara is floating. That two walls by itself is creating Rishus Yachid. Now, there are two ways to configure two walls. One is to have the walls running parallel with each other, and the other is to have them perpendicular with one another. It's not perfectly clear from the Gemara what in this idea that we're floating, that two walls in of itself is a Rishus Yachid, what is the Gemara more comfortable with? The two walls running parallel with each other or the two walls running perpendicular with one another? And if I'm not going to spend the time doing so right now, but we could argue in favor of both of those ways. It happens to be that later this morning, we're going to be reintroduced again to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that two walls is in fact going to be considered Rishus HaYachid, and it happens to be that his position says that the two walls are running parallel with one another. Okay, so but anyway, what the Gemara now is floating is that maybe no, maybe according to Beis Hillel, two walls in of itself is a Rishus HaYachid. And L'taltal Adika Shalosh, and in order to be able to carry within the Rishus HaYachid, I need three walls. So we cannot say definitively whether Beis Hillel says that two walls is considered Rishus HaYachid or three walls are Rishus HaYachid. Comes out now from the Gemara's discussion over here that it seems to be that when you have three walls, when you're surrounded by three walls, that is an area which is a Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah. In other words, what comes out pretty clear from our Gemara's discussion is that min HaTorah, you do not need a fourth wall. A fourth wall is not there for the definition of a Rishus HaYachid. A Rishus HaYachid can be accomplished either by possibly two walls or possibly three walls. That's the range of position that we just throw on the Gemara. But you don't need four walls. Makes it difficult for the Rambam. We pointed this out earlier. I don't have the Rambam in front of me right now. It sounds from the wording of the Rambam that Rishus Yachid is only going to be a Rishus Yachid when circumscribed by four walls. Our Gemara's discussion over here seems to be pretty clear that anywhere within the range of two to three walls is considered Rishus Yachid. Anyway, we're going to continue in the Gemara. We're on the bottom of Yod Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Lechayayim. So, here's the point in the Gemara now. We're going to try to get clarity on the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So, again, in the Mishnah, we have three opinions. The opinion of Beis Shammai, to adjust a Mavui, I need a double adjustment of a Lechi and a Korah. According to Beis Hillel, I simply need one adjustment, a Lechi or a Korah. And then sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is that I need two Lechayayim, Ibailahu. The question is pretty straightforward. Rabbi Eliezer Lechayayim, the Korah Kamar. Odim Lechayayim, below Korah Kamar. So, is Rabbi Eliezer's position that I need lechi and, sorry, I need the double lechi and the korah, or double achi by itself is sufficient. Tashma. So the Gemara says, well, I think we can deduce the answer based on the following braisa. So Rabbi Eliezer goes together with Rabbi Yossi, his student, to the town of Uvlin, as we are now on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And they went to a town where there was only one lechi, meaning there was a mavui in the town that only had one lechi. So Amarlo b'ni asol lechi acher. And so Rabbi Eliezer is pleading, let's make another lechi. Presumably, we're not talking about on Shabbos, we're talking about before Shabbos, in preparation for Shabbos, but anyway. So Amarlo v'chila, so smani tzarech. And the response is, well, I don't understand. What do you need to do? Do you need to close it up? Meaning, we already have three walls, and it's already a reshus ha'yachid, and this is just simply an adjustment, and a lechi is simply sufficient. Okay, it seems to be that Rabbi Eliezer Shita was really not an accepted Shita, because the response to him seems to be a pretty strong dismissal. Anyway, so Amar Lei v'chilas osmani tzarech. So Amar Lei he says same amabekach, and Rabbi Eliezer continues to plead. Okay, so the way you're looking at it is that you're closing up the fourth side. So do me a favor, put the second lechi on the other side, and it's not the only thing you're going to be doing is just simply appeasing me, and it's not a big deal. And Amar Shimon Gamliel, now the Braisa is coming to a conclusion. The point already is made, although we're going to hammer that point in just a moment, but we're just going to finish off the braisa. Amar Shimon Gamliel nechlekul beishamay beisola amavu shu pachos me'arba amos she'enu tzarech klum. If our mavu is less than 4 amos, so then no debate between beishamay beisola, you don't need anything. That line of the braisa is a little bit tricky. We're going to come back to that. Amar nechlekul avrecha me'arba amos vad eser. Anywhere in a range between 4 amos to 10 amos. So that's where they have a debate between Beishamay and Beisal Shabeshamay Ormim Lechi Bekora, Beisal Ormim O Lechi O Kora. Where, according to Beishamay, I need both, a double adjustment, and according to Beisal, I need either a Lechi or a Kora. Okay, now Kitani Miyas, now let's go back to the point that really we want to focus in on the Braisa, which is Vechila Sosmo Anitzarech. Look at the reaction that that they had to Rabbi Eliezer when he's asking now for the second Lechi. They said to him, I don't understand. You want me to be so sane? You want me to close it up? So, now, if what Rabbi Eliezer was asking for, demanding, was that there be a lechi on one side, a lechi on the other side, and the kari over the top, so then I understand the reaction. What, you want us to close it up? Now, you're not physically closing it up, but halachically, that's exactly what you're doing. A double lechi and a kora is now going to be creating a tzuras pesach, which is basically equivalent to a wall. So you understand the reaction of v'chilu sosmo nitzarech elaiyam or lechayim below kora myla sosmo. But if all Rabbi Eliezer is asking for is just simply that second lechi on the other side of the entrance, so then the reaction is really strong. V'chilu sosmo, you want to close it up? We're not really closing it up. So hachi kamar v'chilu sosmo lechayim nitzarech. So the Gemara says, okay. You're right. The wording is a little strong, but we could still read it into the Braisa. Even if Rabbi Eliezer is only demanding a second lechi, so still the reaction could be, you want me to close it up with a second lechi? Okay, admittedly, it's not the easiest read of the Braisa, but you could read the Braisa that way. Anyway, at this point in time, we don't have clarity in terms of what Rabbi Eliezer requires. We know he requires a second lechi. Is that second lechi in addition to a kara, or is the second lechi just simply a second lechi? Undetermined at this point in time. We quoted the Braisa. We want to go back to that Braisa because the Braisa ended off with a statement which was hard to understand. The Braisa says that, you know, if my Mavui's entrance is less than 4 Amos, so then Beishamay Beisola will agree, I don't need anything. What? I don't need anything? So what do you mean? Let's go back to our Mishnah. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Tamidecha, Lifnei Rabbi Kiva. Remember that anonymous student who said to Rabbi Kiva in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Nechluku Beishamay Beisalam Abashu Pachos Me'arba Amoshu Nitar Obelechi Obekora. Yeah, when it's less than 4 Amos, so it's true that there's a relaxation. But in that, I only need one adjustment, either a lechi or a kora, and that's what's agreed upon. But I need something. So how did you understand the Braisa? The Braisa says, that less than 4 Amos, we don't need anything. What are you talking about? Even in the most lenient position in the Mishnah, you need something when it's less than 4 Amos. So So I'm Rav Ashi Hachi Kamer. So Rav Ashi says, good. So let me show you how to read the Braisa. Ainu Sarach Lechi Vikorah Kebei Shammai Velo Lechayayim Ki Rebbe Eliezer Eli Olechi Okorah Kebei Silo. Okay, so the Gemara's response is, Rav Ashi says, the way to read the Braisa is that everything is relative. When you say, I don't need anything, doesn't mean nothing. It means, relatively speaking. Meaning, look at those shitas of what I need. There's a shita out there, Beit Shammai. I need a lechi and a korah. There's a shita out there, Rebbe Eliezer. I need a double lechi. When it's less than 4 amos, I don't need... Now, the language is, I don't need anything. It means, I don't need any of those strict positions. Rather, all I need, if it's less than 4 amos, is either just a lechi or a korah, and that's agreed to by everybody. That's how to read the Braisa. The Braisa now is in coordination with the Mishnah. We continue. The Gemara is now, the Gemara at this point in time has concluded that when I have a Mavui's entrance anywhere let's start at the maximum. From 10 amos going downward, so it needs to be adjusted. How does it need to be adjusted? So, a lot of opinions, but the accepted opinion obviously is Beis Hillel, which is either a Lechi or a Korah. Now, I can see in the Mishnah that as it gets smaller and smaller, the requirement is less. Now, it happens to be that the opinion of this Talmud, quoting in front of Rabbi Kiva, says that when it's less than 4 amos, so then rules get relaxed. Well, not exactly. Meaning, Beit Shammai will agree to Beit Hillel that I only need one. But the trend you see in the Mishnah is that as the entrance gets smaller, so then there's a relaxation of the rule. Now, I say that with the knowledge, with the understanding, that according to Rabbi Kiva, no, there is no relaxation of the rule. Meaning Rabbi Kiva says, even when it's less than 4 amos, so then Beit Shammai still argues with Beit Hillel. But, okay, that's true, but at least you get a sense from the Mishnah that the rule should get somewhat relaxed. I say all this in introduction to the Gemara's next question. It's a one-word question, Vikama. The Gemara's question now is as follows. There has to come a point in time where the entrance to the Mavui is so small that it does not need an adjustment. What point in time is that going to be? Right? That's exactly how Rashi explains the Gemara's question. Rashi, third line down from the top. At what point in time is the entrance going to be smaller than 4 amos? It's going to require tikkun. Meaning that when I get so small, it's not going to require anything. So, Amrav Achlai, Beitem Rav Yechiel, Ad Arba'a. Four tfachim. Four tfachim, obviously, which is going to be less than an amma. An amma is six tfachim. I know we had that discussion already earlier in our Masechta, but we're going to assume that an amma is six tfachim. So we're talking now about two-thirds of an amma. So when the entrance is so small where it's only four tfachim, at that point, where it's less than four tfachim, so at that point in time now the entrance is so small, it doesn't require any tikkun whatsoever. It does not require lechi nor a korah. Okay, and here's what we're going to be doing now for basically the remainder of today's daf, and that is the contrast between a mavli and a chatzir. Okay, before we start with the Gemara over here, let's just quickly discuss this from a more general perspective. Up until now, we're talking about tikkun mavli, the adjustment of a mavli. We are going to be discussing now for the remainder of today's daf tikkun chatzir, the adjustment of a chatzir. Let's note the differences. We already made this point before. But it's, again, this is the time really to focus on these basic differences. A mavui and a chatzer basically are the same thing. They're an enclosure, and it's a rishus yachid, and I should be able to carry in them, but the chachamim required adjustment if they opened up into a rishus rabin. So, by the mavui, what's the adjustment going to be? Either a lechi or a korah, as we've been discussing now since the beginning of the Masechta. When it comes to a chatzer, what's going to be its adjustment? So we're going to see over the course of today's daf, it's going to be somewhat debatable. It will be debatable. However, what I can say definitively right now is that there's going to be more requirement. More requirement by a chatzer than that of a mavli. Now, why? Now, the Gemara never really addresses this question head on. Why there should be more requirement by a chatzer than that of a mavli? First of all, how do I even see the difference between a mavli and a chatzer? They're both enclosures. So really, both of these questions have a similar answer, and that is that when it comes to a mavui, let me just take one step backwards. In terms of how do you see the differences between a mavui and a chatzer, so that really is coming up later this morning at the end of today's daf, and that is a mavui has very clear definitions. A mavui has to be longer in length than width. Okay. Meaning to say that at the point of entrance, that is got to the Rishus HaRabim, that has got to be shorter than the sides going down the length of the Mavui. Okay? So basically, it has to be rectangular in shape, and it has to be rectangular with the shorter end being the one that goes out into the Rishus HaRabim. Fine. That's one. Two, we're also going to see later this morning that a Mavui only is going to have the definition of a Mavui if I have at least two chatzeros opening up to the Mavui, and I have, with each chatzer, two houses opening up to each of the chatzeros, which then subsequently opens up into the Mavui. Good. So there is actual physical differences between a Mavui and a Lechi. A Mavui and a chatzer. Okay, apologize. A Mavui and a chatzer. Now, when it comes to the chatzer, so first of all, its shape could be square, and the Gemara notes it could be circular. In other words, it's not that rectangular shape that you have by the Mavui. Fine. But in terms of functionality, there is a basic difference between a chatzer and a mavui, and this really is going to now touch on why it is by the chatzer, I just simply need more adjustment. You see, by the mavui, the entire purpose of the mavui is for traffic, meaning the mavui is set up utility-wise to serve as a way of traffic flowing from your house to the street. Meaning, how are you getting from your house to the street? First, you're going to go to your chatzer, which is really... It's part and parcel of your house, although the chatzer is a shared area, but the chatzer is a private area. Then you're going to go to the mavui, and the whole purpose of the mavui is going out into the street. So, number one, the main difference between the mavui and the chatzer is how functionally they work. As opposed to the chatzer, what am I doing in the chatzer? Really, what I'm doing in the chatzer is that I'm doing private activities. I just simply want to go outside of my physical house, but I still want to be within an enclosure, within a property. And so the chatzer is really an area where you are doing things that are not public per se, and you really are want to maintain within the confines of your property. And so therefore, in order to demarcate the difference between a chatzer and a Rishus HaRabim, meaning if your chatzer opened up into a Rishus HaRabim, so you need more in order to make this distinction, because functionally, your chatzer and the street are two different areas. And so therefore, physically, there needs to be more separation between them. There needs to be more mechitza. As opposed to the mavui, where the mavui, we understand, is really a way of, it's a means of commuting from one to another. And that's why by the mavui, the requirement is less. Now, by the mavui, we know what the requirement is because that's been the discussion since the first daf of Masechta Erevin. And that is either it's going to be a lechi or it's going to be a korah. Now again, I'll open for a debate, but we pass on like Beis Hillel. It's either going to be Lechi or Korah. Good. That's clear. Here's what's not clear, and here's what's going to be a discussion for the remainder of today's daf. What is going to be the status regarding a Chatzer? If the Chatzer opens up into a Rishus HaRabim, what is the way to effectively adjust the Chatzer so that one can carry within the Chatzer? And that will be the discussion for the remainder of Daf Yud Beis. So, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer, Bepase Chatzer. When dealing with the Chatzer and the side posts of the Chatzer, so the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer by Mavui said, two Lechayayim. So when it comes to a Chatzer, so the Chachamim agree that you need two Pasim. Now, you'll note over here that when we're talking about the side posts of a Mavui, we call them Alechi. When we talk about the side posts of a Chatzer, we call them Pasim. Why the change of language? It's a good question. Not only is it a good question, it's Tosus's question. Pasei chatzer, take a look at the top Tosus on the Amud. V'kasha degabe mavui nakal lashon lechi, v'gabe chatzer nakal lashon pas, v'kulu shmaita, afagab d'shnei mashehu. So Tosus over here wonders, why the change in language? When it comes to a mavui, we call it a lechi. When it comes to a chatzer, we call them pasim. Tosus says, I'm not really sure why it is that we change language. Tosus leaves the question unresolved. Okay. So we have so far a statement made by Rav Sheshes that when it comes to a chatzer, so the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Elezer that I need two side posts. Rav Nachman Amar, we're back in the Gemara. Rav Nachman Amar, halacha ke Rabbi Elezer bepasei chatzer. Rav Nachman says that the halacha is like Rabbi Elezer when it comes to pasei chatzer. That by a chatzer I need two posts. Now, you'll note, by the way, that according to Rav Nachman, he understands it to be a machlokas. He's paskening like Rabbi Eliezer as it relates to a chatzer. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Man Modem Rebbe Halacha Mechlal De Pligi Man Palig Aleha Rabbanan. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says actually they're both right, meaning there is an admission to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and there's a machlokas. How can that be? So that means to say that we're describing two different set of Tanayim. Who is in agreement to Rabbi Eliezer? Rebbe. Rebbe's in agreement to Rabbi Eliezer. That was Rav Sheshes' statement. As opposed to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says that there is a debate. The debate is between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Fine. And how do I know that? The Tanya, the Gemara says, because we have the following braisa. Chatzur niteres bepasechad, Rabbi Yossi, sorry, Rabbi Omer b'shnei pasim. So the braisa brings down a machlokas regarding the chatzur. Do I need one side post or do I need two side posts? The machlokas between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and Rebbe. And so now, let's put everything together. We know that when it comes to a mavui, the only one that requires two side posts is Rabbi Eliezer, and we don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer, fine. Now let's move over to a chatzir. A chatzir opened up into Rishus HaRabim. So how is one going to adjust the chatzir? So here, we're going to have the following. We have the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who for sure is going to say that you need two side posts. That goes without saying. We have someone who agrees over here with Rabbi Eliezer, notably Rebbe. And we have someone still disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer, and that is notably the Chachamim. Amar Rav Asi, continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Good. Now we move to Eretz Yisrael. What do the Amarim in Eretz Yisrael say regarding a Chatzer? Chatzer tzricha shnei pasim. So the Gemara quotes B'shem Rav Yochanan that in order to adjust our Chatzer, you need two side posts. Amar Le Rebbe Zera Le Rebbe Asi, Mi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi. Are you sure Rav Yochanan said that? I distinctly remember you saying in the name of Rav Yochanan, that the side posts of the chatzar need to be four. Presumably over here, when we say four, we mean four tfachim. Now maybe there's no stira, meaning Rav Yochanan requires each side post to be four tfachim, and he also requires there to be two side posts. We could entertain that. So the Gemara says, we can entertain that, but that becomes difficult. Because remember a discussion that we had just a number of days ago regarding Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Katana. And the Chatzar Gedola opening up into the Chatzar Katana. V'atni Rav Adab Ravimi Kamei de Rabbi Chanina V'amrila Kamei de Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi. Now remember the statement of Rav Adab Ravimi regarding our Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Katana. And that is Katana Be'atzar Gedola Ba'achas Asrei. That the small chaser was 10 amas wide, the large chaser was 11 amas wide. So that means to say that there was an excess of 1 amma of the large chaser over the small chaser. And that means to say that when you're standing in the large chaser, let's assume even distribution. We deliberated this a couple days ago. But let's assume even distribution. The small chaser is centered into the large chaser. So now as I'm standing in the large chaser and I'm looking now at my two side posts, how wide are they? So they are going to be three tfachim on each side. Why? Because we know that it's one amma greater. We know one amma evenly divided is going to be three tfachim, because an amma is six tfachim. So that means to say three tfachim on one side, three tfachim on the other side. So that's a problem, because now we know that Rav Yochanan says that I need a side post of four. What we're suggesting is, yeah, maybe a side post of four on both sides. But we know the case of Chatzar Katana, Chatzar Gedola, is where there's only three tfachim of side posts on each side. So all this brings us to confusion. Kisalik Rebbe Zera mi yamai. So Rebbe Zera comes from the ocean. All right, that's the way Rashi understands it. Pirusha, and he explains, and you probably guessed this is the direction we were going. Baruch achas ba'arba'a, mishtei ruchos mashahu, lakan umashu lakan. So the Gemara says, okay, so now, in terms of Shitas Rav Yochanan, here's what we're going to say. That in terms of the adjustment of the chatzer, I need more than a mavui. But what exactly do I need? It depends. If I have one side post, that one side post has to be four tvachim. If it's going to be two side posts, each of the side posts can be a mashu. So the Gemara says, V'had ni adab ravimi. Now, you're going to be bothered because we just learned the braisa together about the small chatzer, large chatzer relationship, where it's one amma greater. So that means to say that there were two side posts, and each side post now had three tfachim. And what we're saying within Shitas Rav Yochanan is that when I have two side posts, they don't have to be any amount. The mashu for each of the side posts. So the Gemara says, Rebbe hi, v'savar like Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says, okay, but I'll say that the author of the Braisa is Shitas Rebbe that requires two side posts, and he is in agreement with the Shita Rav Yossi that each of the side posts needs to be three tfachim. Meaning, that Mishnah, that Braisa, is going according to a different opinion. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Okay, so far what we have right now is clarified the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Sorry, I should have summarized before. We have now clarified the shita of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that for a tikkun chatzer, for the adjustment of a chatzer that opens up into Rishus HaRabim, so either you're going to be putting a side post of four tefachim, or you'll be two side posts of any amount on each of the sides. The Gemara now quotes, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chatzer Niteres B'Pas Echad. So the Gemara quotes B'Shem Shmuel, that one side post is going to be sufficient for a chatzer. So Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef V'Amar Shmuel Hachi. Now, are you really saying that within Shita Shmuel? V'Amalei Shmuel L'Rav Chananya Bar Shila At Lo Tabed Uvda Ela O B'Rav Dofen O B'Shnei Pasim. Shmuel says, do not allow traveling, or I should say better, carrying in the chatzer until you have either Rav Dofen, the majority of that fourth wall sealed up, or two side posts. So we have now, obviously, a problem, because we had Shmuel previously quoted as saying, you only need one side post. Now we're saying it's going to be two side posts. Amalev anale yadana duvda hava bedura de reusa lashon yama nichnas lechatzer hava. So the Gemara says, okay, but I'm going to remind you of the following scenario, which is there was this mavui in dura de reusa, the shepherd's mavui. Anyway, it was owned by a group of shepherds, and ocean went into the fourth wall. Now there wasn't a mavui. Let me correct myself. It was a chatzer. And the fourth wall was breached by the ocean. And Vasil came to Rabbi Yehuda v'lo itzrichu ela pas echad. Now they went to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said, you know what? You want to be able to carry within the chatzer just simply one beam. So Amalei Lashon Yam Kamar. So he says, okay. Now you think that's problematic. He says it's not problematic. Meaning, I will argue that Shmuel really is of the position that, generally speaking, a chatzer needs to be adjusted with two side posts, not one side post. If you're going to do it with one side post, it's going to be four tefachim. But generally speaking, you need two side posts. I will argue that. However, but when it comes to the chatzer in this particular location, which was opened up on its fourth side to ocean, now ocean, generally speaking, is a karmala status, okay, but still it needs an adjustment. The fact that it was only adjusted with one side post, that was a special leniency. Why? Because it was open to water. Because generally speaking, when talking about water, the Chachamim were exceptionally lenient regarding water. What about a suspended wall? A suspended wall, will that work in order of creating Rishus HaYachid? Remember, it takes us back to Masechta Shabbos. We were off the side of the boat, and we wanted to draw water from the ocean or the river, whatever the boat's going through. And what you had is basically a box with no bottom to it. And will that now create a Rishus HaYachid status that goes all the way down into the water? And the answer was yes. Now this is what's called Mechitza Teluya. It's suspended walls. Generally speaking, we don't allow suspended walls. But when it comes to water, we do allow suspended walls. So you see that they were make it when it comes to water. So Amrlei, Ein Mechitza Teluya, Materis Ella B'mayim. Kal Hu Shikilu Chachamim B'mayim. So the Chachamim were make it as it relates to water. And so what comes out now over here is that the fact that this was opened up into water and they allowed it to carry with it using one pass, so there was a special kula when it comes to water. So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom Kasha. So the Gemara says, okay, I'm almost together with you, but when all said and done, we have a discrepancy between Shmuel and Shmuel. On one point, Shmuel said that in order to adjust a chatzer, I only need pas echad. And on the other point, Shmuel said that I need two pasim. Okay, so there were more makel when it comes to the water, fine. But what are you going to do within the steers of Shmuel? So kiyatzer apapa v'ravuna b'reid rav Yeshua mibei rav pirsha miruach echad barabah mishay ruchas mashu lakan u'mashu lakan. So the same way that we basically spoke for Rav Yochanan, we're going to do the same thing for Shmuel. If I'm making one side post, it has to be four tefachim. Two side posts is going to be a mashu for each. Amar Rav Papa Ikashali Hakashali. So Rav Papa says, yeah, okay, I'm with you, but the following still remains difficult for me. So in order to allow to carry in the chatzir, either the majority of wall or shnei pasim or two side posts. Now, lamali rav dofen. So the Gemara says, now that statement of Shmuel that you need the majority of wall, what are you talking about? Bepasar basangi. Meaning we said that for Tikkun Chatzer, it's encircled by three walls. The fourth is opened up into Rishus HaRabim. How do you adjust it? Either two side posts or one side post of four tefachim. And meanwhile, we have a statement of Shmuel that says that you need to cover up most of the wall. What is that? V'chitem amai b'rov dofen b'dofen shiva debar b'havelei rov dofen. So the Gemara says, oh, well, maybe we're discussing a chatzer that is in total going to be 7 tfachim wide. And so when you make a 4 tfachim beam along it, so that's going to cover the majority. So, okay, maybe. But the Gemara says, even if that is what we're going to suggest, lamali arba'a, v'shlosha mashu sagi. So then, I don't understand. If it's a total of 7, I don't need a post, a side post of 4 tfachim. It would be sufficient with 3. 3 plus a little bit more. Why? Because we're going to go back to what we said earlier this morning. The hamar of achli v'tem rav yichil ad arba'a. Remember that if the opening is going to be less than 4 tfachim, it simply doesn't need an adjustment. So the Gemara says, first of all, one distinction we can make is that he was talking about a mavli. We are now talking about a chatzir, and they could be different. In fact, that, again, it goes back to the basic idea which we introduced, is that by a chatzir, I just simply need more. And so, yeah, by a mavli, you have a special dispensation. In fact, the dispensation is such that if the entrance is less than 4 tfachim, I may not need anything. But over here, we're talking about a chatzir, and I just simply need more. That's one. And two, ibay sema derav achli gufa tanayi. And another suggestion that the Gemara suggests is that how do I know that the halacha falls like Rav Achlai? Meaning, it's an opinion, and maybe Shmuel doesn't hold of his opinion. So the Gemara says, so it really doesn't bother me that Shmuel would require the majority of the wall to be covered up. Tana Rabbanan, we are continuing in the Gemara. We're on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Brisa, Lashon Yam HaNichnas L'Chatzer, if I have an ocean going into the Chatzer, Ein Mamalan Himena B'Shabbos El In Ken Geishlo Mechitza Gavoa Yud Fachim. So, the walls are being breached into the Chatzer. And so that fourth side now is totally, let's say it right now. Let's totally knocked out by the water. And the only way to be able to carry in the Chatzer is if I have a wall on the fourth side that's 10 Fachim high. B'Madvar Mamon Shepertzasa B'Yosem Yasara. That if that is to say, of course, if it's breached, meaning that you have lost 10 amos of wall along that fourth side. Aval asara ein tzarech klum. But if all that was breached was just 10 amos, then that's fine, because then it's going to be a Pesach. So the Gemara says, memalehu delo mimmaleinan hal tetule metaltelinan. So the Gemara says, now, I'm not quite following the Bryce over here. Because the Brisa just simply says, I cannot draw from the water, because that would be transferring from a karmelis. Remember, the ocean is a karmelis. That would be transferring from the karmelis into the Rishus Yachid. So the Gemara says, but what the Brisa does sound to be saying is that, well, you are allowed to carry within the Chatzer. The Gemara says, that, of course, is terribly confusing. V'hanifritza Chatzer bimilu'a l'makma asola. If I'm understanding the case correctly, we have now a total breach of that fourth wall to the ocean. And the only thing I can't do is carry from the ocean, transfer from the ocean to the chatzer, but I'm allowed to carry within the chatzer. Why? The chatzer now is breached into an area that's prohibited. The water is a karmelis. So the Gemara suggests, as we are now on the topic, Yud Beis Amud Beis, Hachem and my skin is this like a dudeg. Okay, so maybe over here we're talking about where the fourth wall is not totally breached. There's still remaining parts of that fourth wall. Rashi. There actually still remains a fourth wall. It just happens to be covered by the ocean. That's the way Rashi understands it. And so that means to say that there really is a fourth wall over here. And that's why I'm allowed to carry within the chatzer, even though I'm not allowed to draw water from the ocean into the chatzer, because that fourth wall is not visible. But nevertheless, we know that the fourth wall is there. It just happens to be covered by the water. That's Rashi's understanding. You can see the first Tosfos over here at length. Has difficulty with Rashi, presents an alternative way to understand the Gemara over here. We're going to continue in the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mavu Shalom Nishapa Bo Hechshiru Balechi Hazorek L'socho Chayev Hechshir Bekorah Hazorek L'socho Pater. So Rabbi Yehuda is quoted saying as following. So, if I have a Mavui where no Shituf was made. Now the Shituf is the way in which the Mavui is going to be unified with the members of the Chatzer. So no Shituf was made. So if I was machshir it with a lechi, so if I use a lechi to adjust, so if I throw into it, you're going to be chayiv. If I adjusted with a korah, so if I throw into it, I'm going to be pater. Now, at first, this statement of Rav Yehuda is difficult to understand. Maskal or Rav Sheshes, time ahudol and shafu bo hanishafu bo afilu yechshir bekorah nami chayiv. Now, it sounds over here that what is creating the halachic status of the mavui? Whether or not shituf was made. The word shituf, by the way, is synonymous with the word eruv, in that we are looking to unify by everybody making a contribution and putting the a contribution of bread and putting that contribution in an accessible place. We'll speak much more about this over the course of the Masechta. But in the meantime, however, the Gemara is now, it sounds like from Rav Yehuda, that the entire difference in what makes it a Rishus Yachid or does not make it a Rishus Yachid had to do with the Shituf Mavos, with this contribution everybody makes. And the Gemara asks over here, V'chiki karzu asa oso Rishus Yachid o Rishus Arabim? You think the bread is changing the status? The bread is not changing the status. Again, like we spoke about in the beginning of the Masechta, right? This is a general misconception, meaning what is an Eruv? So the term literally is defining the contribution that everybody makes in order so that the area now becomes a unified area. But that's not going to change the status of the area. First and foremost, the area has to become a Rishus Yachid. And no contribution by anybody is going to change that status. That is a structural issue. That is whether or not we are encircled by two walls, three walls, four walls, whichever opinion you take. That is what creates a Rishus Yachid. And the way Rabbi Yehuda makes it sound like is that if we make Shituf Mavos, so then putting a lechi or a korah is going to make the difference in terms of whether or not you're chayv or you're not chayv. It has nothing to do with Shituf Mavos. And the Gemara, therefore, well, I'm sorry, before we get to clarification, v'hatanya. First, let's quote a braisa. Chatzir shel rabim, mavos she'inim mefulashim. So if I have a chatzir owned by the public, or of a mavui, which is einim mefulash, otherwise stated, it's sasum. So I have these enclosed areas, bein irvu, bein shelo irvu. So it doesn't matter if you made an eruv, you didn't make an eruv, but zorik l'sochen chayav. Meaning structurally, they're Rishus Yachid, period. And if I throw into these areas, you're going to be chayiv. So in other words to say, in terms of the definition, the status of Rishus Yachid, it's a structural question, having nothing to do with Eruv. So the Gemara says, Ela'i itmar, achi itmar. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to go back to Rabbi Yehuda, and now we're just going to simply modify our understanding of his statement. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mavui she'en ra'ili shitof. So, if I have a mavui where I can't make a shituf, or in, put it in other terms, it's a mavui mefulash. So, achsher b'lechi azork l'socha chayv, achsher b'kora azork l'socha pater. So now, it's a mavui mefulash, which we're going to assume right now, is not a rishus yachid, because that means to say it only has two walls. So now, if I adjusted it, now the word adjusted over here is going to be used loosely, because you really can't adjust it, meaning a mavui mefulash, a lechi or a korah by itself doesn't accomplish anything. Again, by mavui mefulash, in order to be able to carry within the mavui mefulash, either you need source of pesach or you need a delas. So, but the point over here is that one of these things, a lechi or a korah, is actually going to transform it in terms of its status. So, if I transform it, if I adjust it with a lechi, so then you're going to be chayv. If I adjust it with a korah, you're going to be pater. Now, what does that mean? So Amla Kasavar Lachi Mishum Mechitza Vekor Mishum Heker. So this goes back to a discussion which we had already twice in the Masechta, and now this is going to be our third time that we're discussing this. How does Lechi operate? How does Korah operate? Lechi operates because Lechi is viewed as a Mechitza. Korah operates because it's viewed as a Heker, meaning it's just a way of warning people, of showing people that this is where the Mavi comes to an end, this is where the Rishus Rabbim begins. Rabba is also in agreement with this. Rabba is of the opinion that they both operate Mishum Heker. So anyway, so what comes out over here is a debate amongst the Amoraim. What is the principles of Lechi? What's the principles of Korah in terms of how it operates? And if I have something that's circumscribed by two walls, otherwise known as the Mavui Mefulash, so then if I use a Lechi and I understand that Lechi operates Mishum Mechitza, so that now provides for me the third wall, Min HaTorah. And now what we're doing is that we are actually transforming its status into a Rishus Yachid. But if I have a Mavui Sasum, so it is a Rishus Yachid in of itself. Eisvei. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ava L'Rava. The following question was posed to Rava. Now remember, Rava is of the position that they both operate. Both Lechi and Korah operate Mishum Heker. Now the following Braisa. Hazork L'Mavui Yeshlo Lechi Chayv Ein L'Lechi Pater. If I throw into a mavu, it depends. If it has a lechi, you're chayv. If it doesn't have a lechi, you're going to be pater. So now, a Rava, you say that both lechi and korah operate mishum heker. Neither is providing actual structural differences. So how did you understand this braisa? So hachi kamar inu tzarich ela lechi hazok lesocha chayev. So lechi v'davar acher hazok lesocha pater. So Rava says, I'll teach you how to read the braisa. Here's what the braisa means. If the way this mavui is needs to be adjusted is only through a lechi, otherwise stated, the mavui is a mavui sasum, so then it's a rishus yachin. If I throw into it, you're going to be chayev. If I throw into it from a rishus harabim, you're going to be chayev. If, on the other hand, it requires more adjustment, meaning a lechi is going to be insufficient, or to put in other terms, it is a mavui mefulash, so then if I throw into it, so it's not a rishus yachin, and therefore you're not going to be chayev. That's how you read the braisa. Eisvei, the Gemara challenges once again based on the following braisa. Yes, okay, namar Rabbi Yehuda, mishishlo. Shnei batim shnei tzid rishus harabim. Asa, lechi mikan, velechi mikan, oh, kor mikan, vekor mikan, venosim, venosim, emsa. So if I have a street with two buildings on two of its sides, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have now two walls. Those buildings represent walls. And what do I have now? I have a rishus yachid. Now I just simply put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other, or a kor on one side and a kor on the other, and I can carry within this area. Amr lo, they say back to Rabbi Yehuda, ein marvin, rishus harabim bekach. So the Chachamim say to Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? That area is a Rishus HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaYachid, and you can't adjust that area. So the Gemara says, so what do you see over here? That two walls actually create a Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara says, that's true. Hasam Kasav Rabbi Yehuda Shem Mechusas Daraisa. So the Gemara's response is very simple. That she's just Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that two walls create a Rishus HaYachid. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav, Mavusharko, Karachvoin, and Nitar Balechi, Mashahu. Okay. I mentioned this in the beginning of Shir this morning, but here we are, towards the end of today's daf. Now, Rav Yehuda Merav is saying that when I have a mavui whose length is equal to its width, otherwise known as a square shape, so a lechi is not going to be a matir. Amrav Chebrashi Amrav Mavui Sharko Karachlo Inanita Bekora Tefach. If I have a mavui where its length and width are equal, otherwise known as a square, so then a kor is not going to work. Amrav Zera Kama Mechav Nishmaita Desabe Kim Darko Karachlo Havalei Chaser. Rabbi Zera says, perfect, right? They got it right on the money. Meaning, once its length and its width are equal, otherwise known as a square, so now it simply does not define as a mavui. It is now a chaser v'chaser, and niteres b'lechi v'kara, ela b'pasar ba. Now you want to be matar chaser, so I need a side post of four tfachim, like we discussed earlier this morning. I'm Rabbi Zera, ikashuli akashuli, lehebe ha'lechi kepas mashu v'nishare. So now Rabbi Zera is wondering, I am still a little bit bothered, meaning, why can't we just simply say that, okay, fine, it's no longer a mavui, but now it's a chatzer. So shouldn't the pas be just simply a mashu, and that should be okay? We all know the answer. That when it comes to a chatzer, so the side post of the chatzer has to be four tfachin, according to Rav Yochanan. Now remember, earlier we said that if you're putting up two side posts, then it could be a mashu. But if you're putting up one, it has to be four tfachin. I'm Rav Nachman Akin and Ezu Mavui Shenita Belech V'Kara. So what is a Mavui? Here the Gemara gives us the definitions. I mentioned this at the beginning of Shir, but the Gemara here now articulates. What is the definition of Mavui? So Kol Sha'arka Yosar Arachva. So number one, you need its length to be longer than its width. And Uvazim Echatzer Tzuchum L'Sochon. You need houses and Echatzer open up to it. Ezu Echatzer She'eno Niteres Belech V'Kara Ela V'Par Sarba. And what is a Chatzer? Where? In terms of its adjustment, a lechi or kor are going to be insufficient. I need a side post that's going to be four tefachim long, kol shemiru ba'as, so it has to be square. Now the Gemara says, wait 1 second, it has to be square? Miru ba'as in agul lo, what do you mean? As opposed to being circular? So hachi kamar, e, arka, yeso arachva, havale mavui, umavui belechi the kor isagya. So basically, in terms of giving the definition of the chatzir, what we're going to basically say is, it's not a mavui. Meaning we have the clear definition and parameters of a mavui. You have to have its length longer than its width, then it's a mavui, and then it could be adjusted with either a lechi or kora. The ilo, otherwise, meaning any other shape, square, circular, any other shape, the ilo, havile chatzer, then it defines as a chatzer. The kama, now at what point in time, meaning when in terms of the definition of the mavui, the length has to be longer than the width, by how much? So Shmuel thought to say that it has to be 2x. That if the width is x, so the length has to be 2x, then and only then it's a mavui. So Amalei Rav Hachi Amar Chavivi Afilu Mashu. No, the Gemara says nope. It just simply has to be that the length is greater than the width by any amount, and then it defines as a mavui. Atkan, that takes us to the end of today's daf. Let us quickly review. We opened up today with the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis dealing with the basic adjustment requirements of a Mavui. In terms of being able to carry within the Mavui, what's necessary? Machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. According to Beis Shammai, I need it to be Alechi and a Korah. According to Beis Hillel, Alechi or a Korah. And according to Rebbe Eliezer, two Lichayayim. Then in the Mishnah, there was also a discussion which we're going to pick up on tomorrow in terms of what if the entrance of my Mavui is less than 4 Amos. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel arguing in that scenario, a debate amongst later tonight. At first, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah was talking about a Mavui Mefulash. The Gemara concluded, of course, it's not talking about a Mavui Sasam. Within Shitas Rebbe Eliezer, when he says two Lichayayim, does that mean in addition to a Korah? A discussion that takes us to the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara left us off inconclusive. We quoted a Braisa. The Gemara explored that Braisa a little bit more. Anyway, continuing on the review in Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, the question was, is there going to be a point where the entrance of the Mavui is so narrow that it doesn't require any adjustment whatsoever? The Gemara says yes. If the entrance of the Mavui is less than 4 Tfachim, so then no adjustment is necessary whatsoever. The Gemara's discussion revolves around the difference between a Mavui and a Chatzer. By a Mavui, adjustment is either a Lechi or a Korah. By a Chatzer, I need more. What do I need by the Chatzer? So a major discussion amongst the Amoraim. First, a question of the fact that by a Chatzer, the Chachamim agree to Rebbe Eliezer, a question of who the Chachamim are that agree to Rebbe Eliezer that I need, side posts on both sides, and who disagrees with Rebbe Eliezer, good. We get to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. After a little back and forth, the conclusion within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, as provided to us by Rabbi Zera, is that by a Chatzer, I need either one side post of 4 Tvachim or a side post on both sides. That is Shita's Rabbi Yochanan. Not everyone is in agreement with that, notably the Braisa regarding Chatzer Gedol, Chatzer Katana, but nevertheless, that is Shita's Rabbi Yochanan. What about Shita Shmuel? So again, back and forth within Shita Shmuel, the Gemara's conclusion is that Shmuel, the same way to resolve all the discrepancies within Shita Shmuel, in that either it's going to be one side post of 4 Tvachim, or side posts on both sides that are going that of the side that's open up into the Rishus HaRabim. A somewhat complicated discussion, the bomb of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, regarding the Chatzer that opened up into the ocean. I'm allowed to carry within the Chatzer. I can't transfer water from the ocean into the Chatzer. Is there a fourth wall over there? Yes, it's submerged. Okay, that part admittedly was a little bit tricky. Continuing in the review, we are on the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara discussion continued regarding the adjustment of a Mavui. In that, if I adjust it with a Lechi or Korah, so it depends on whether I made a Shitav or I didn't make a Shitav, which, again, is synonymous with the word Eruv, meaning did every member of the Mavui make a contribution? That has nothing to do with its structural definition of whether it's Rishus or Yachid, Rishus or Abim, and the Gemara acknowledged that that's right. And then the Gemara just simply had to reread the Braisa. Finally, the last discussion we had is the working definitions of what is a Mavui. So what is a Mavui? So now we could say definitively, as our Gemara here on the end of Yud Beis sets very clearly what the working definition of a Mavui is. It must be where its length is greater than its width. The wide side is the side that is opened up to the Rishus HaRabim. So that means to say now that its longer sides have to be longer than its side that opens up into the Rishus HaRabim. And another criteria of a Mavui is that it has to have a minimum two chaseres opened up into it, meaning the entrances of the chaser are opening up into the Mavui, and each chaser respectively has to have minimum of two houses opening up into the chaser. Now, in terms of why that should be, so it probably touches on what we discussed earlier this morning, in that we have to look at the Mavui as a means of transport. In other words, it's an egress, and it basically has to work for a base minimum number of courtyards and houses. We don't count in terms of people, we count in terms of properties that it's servicing, but basically for the Mavui to have its status as being a Mavui, so it needs to have that functionality of it being an egress to the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, as a basic understanding of this halacha. Ad Kan, that takes us to the end of the daf. And notably, by the way, we concluded that we have the definition of the mavui, which means that anything other than that, meaning if it's square in shape, if it's circular in shape, anything other defines as a chatzer. And again, the notable difference between a mavui and a chatzer is how do I adjust that fourth side that's opened up into Rishus HaRabim. By a mavui, we're more lenient. Either a lechi or a kavur, that's it. By a chatzer, we need more. Now, by more, so again, by the end of the daf, so both Rav Yochanan and Shmuel concluded as saying that either four tefachim on one side or side posts on each of the sides. Ad kan.